X-Tree, Citadel X-Tree. Now the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush, presents the Green Hornet.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Rick Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Now ride with Rick Reed in the thrilling adventure of Jeff Warren Safe. The Green Hornet strikes again. The adventures of the Green Hornet are brought to you by the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush. Delicious Orange Crush is made with real fresh oranges, with all its wonderful fresh fruit flavor, sealed in that sunproof Orange Crush brown bottle. The exclusive brown bottle that keeps light out, keeps flavor in. Always look for that exclusive brown bottle and enjoy the one and only Orange Crush. When Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, emerged from his private office, he found Michael Axford and ace reporter Ed Lowry about to leave with Lenore Case, Reed's secretary.
Well, you three are certainly in a gala mood. Where are you heading?
Well, for adventure, I hope. Ed and Michael are taking me to dinner at Jeff Warren's club.
Warren's? Lowry, you mean you'll spend hard-earned money in that hoodlum's place?
Oh, Warren's no hoodlum, Chief. He's a pillar of society. Yeah. He says so himself.
So does Milton Powers, the chyster attorney.
No, Chief, the reason we're dining at Warren's is simple. Like the place or not, it's still the best news source of any joint in town.
Well, do you think I'll see Warren tonight?
Don't bet on it, Lenore. Warren spends most of the time in his upstairs office with his pal, Gats.
Who's Gats?
Warren's bodyguard, Gats Norton. But the one who manages things for Warren is Danny Rivera.
Later that evening, in the office above his nightclub, racketeer Jeff Warren's hair-trigger temper snapped when he looked at the report which had been handed to him by Gats Norton.
This is the payoff. Gats, go downstairs. Tell Danny to come up here. And don't let him stall. I want him up here inside a minute.
Yeah, boss.
Danny.
Hi, Gats. How's it going, Gats? Honey, this is Gats.
Hello, Gats. Gee, you're ugly. Sit down and drink yourself beautiful.
It's funny, Lois. Isn't that funny, Gats?
No. Danny, the boss wants to see you right away.
Tell him I'm busy.
Yeah, he's busy. Tell the boss that.
You don't mean that, Danny. You don't tell a boss you're busy when he wants to see you.
Huh? Well, I do. Jeff wants to see me. Tell him to come down here. Now get out
of here. Get your hands off of me.
Oh, you knocked him out. You knocked Danny out.
I'll pick him up and carry him upstairs. Now get out of my way, Blondie. Let me through here. Hey,
Lowry, Axford, and Miss Case had viewed the scene from a nearby table. Upstairs in Jeff Warren's office, Gats Norton had propped Danny Rivera upright on a chair. He was slapping the face of the man he had knocked out, trying to revive
him. Come on, Danny, snap out of it. Come on, boy. You say he's been knocking down a dough on you, boss.
He was $2,000 short on the last numbers collection he made. I checked with the boys he got the money from before Danny handed in that list you gave me before. The chiseler knocked down more than $2,000 for himself.
Yeah, he's coming out of it. All right, wake up, Danny. Wake up.
He's
yours, boss.
Stop holding your head, Danny, and listen.
Why'd you clip me like you did, Dad?
They're glad he didn't drill you, you cheap, petty, larceny chiseler. After all I did for you, after all the dough I lined up for you, you end up trying to jip me a cheap little...
Jeff, you got me wrong.
Sit down.
Jeff, wait. About the dough. I can explain.
You explain that. Nothing. You're finished. You're washed. I'm not going to kill you. No, I should. I'll just pass the word around that you're finished. That's all that's necessary. Now, get out. Quick.
All right, Jeff.
Get going.
Don't start punching and get out. I'm going.
Take that sissy plant of yours with you.
Gats, lock the door behind him.
A rat like that's dangerous walking around. To you, I mean, boss. He'd make good ideas.
I'm sure he will. But I'll wait till he makes a play first. Gats, I want Danny tailed every minute of the day from tonight on.
When Britt Reed arrived in his office the next morning, Miss Case and Axford, who had met Reed in the corridor, regaled him with their account of the events that had taken place the night before.
We tried to get the story, Mr. Reed, but, well, we didn't.
I see.
That girl Lois, while she's dumb, wasn't dumb enough to tell me what the fight was about when I got her alone in the powder room. She wouldn't say a thing.
Lowry and I couldn't learn much either, Reed. When we did question anybody who might have an idea, they clammed up on us.
At that moment, in an apartment on the other side of town, Danny Rivera was making another telephone call. He had spent a sleepless night, and in a turbulent mood, had called Lois Spencer and summoned her to join him before 9 o'clock that morning. He spoke to her as he placed his call.
And honey, I figured the whole thing out. I spill everything I know about Jeff Warren. I'll even testify against him. When he goes to jail, I move in on his set of... District Attorney's Office? You interested in learning things about Jeff Warren? Yeah, I thought you would be. Sure, I'll tell you who I am, on account I want to cooperate with the law.
That's a lie.
Shut up. No, I didn't say anything. Look, where could we talk together? Want me to go down to your office, huh? Some way I can sneak into the place? Oh, there is. Well, tell me how. Name? Oh, yeah. Danny Rivera. That's right. Look, if I go downtown about noon...
Police Commissioner James Higgins, Britt Reed's close friend, shared with Lenore Case and Cato, Reed's valet, the knowledge that the young publisher was the Green Hornet. He was in his office when the inter-office communication machine buzzed, and District Attorney Fisher spoke to him from the other end.
Yes?
Commissioner, are you free to come over to my office?
Yes, I believe so. Something up?
It could be. You saw that item in the Daily Sentinel about Jeff Warren, strong-arm man, Gats Norton, and Danny Rivera having a fight last night?
A fight? Mike Axford saw it. He says only one blow was struck by Gats. What about it?
Danny Rivera just called. He's coming to my office in an hour to give me the lowdown on Jeff Warren.
Shortly after 3 o'clock that afternoon, Gats Norton barged into Jeff Warren's office, where the Racket King was poring over his account book.
Boss, you should have had him bumped. You should have.
What are you talking about?
Danny went to the DA. He got there at 11 this morning and spent 3 hours there. He left just a few minutes ago.
Alone?
Yeah, alone. They must be letting him walk around while they check on what he told them.
That's probably it. They figure if I know he's around town, I'll not get suspicious. Gats, they can try to trace down anything Danny's told them. But unless they get a hold of the books and papers I have in that safe of mine, they can't prove anything.
But Danny has a combination.
You know how he got it, don't you?
No, you never told me.
I had it written inside the cover of one of my bank books. One day when he was making a deposit for me, Danny saw it and memorized it. I guess he wasn't thinking about jipping me then, because he told me about it.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah, but like I told you before, he doesn't know where the safe's located. That's my secret. So what good will the combination be if he doesn't know where to use it?
Well, maybe he does, without you being wise.
Nah, he's not smart enough. Gats, have one of your boys steal a car. Change the license plate. Tell him to leave it somewhere near the Harlan Plaza Hotel and let you know where.
Near the Harlan Plaza?
Yeah, you'll drive me there tonight. I just decided that. I'm going to set up the greatest alibi for myself.
At the hotel?
Yeah. And while I'm there, you'll park our car in the hotel garage. Then sneak off to where the boys leave the hot load for you to pick up.
Then what?
It'll be a day late, Gats. But we're going to bump off Danny Rivera. At least you are. Here's what you do. I'll give Danny a ring now and pretend I'm sorry about that.
A short time later, certain that he had not been followed by any detectives from the district attorney's office, Jeff Warren entered the quarters of his attorney, Milton Powers.
Sit down, Milty. I'll not keep you long. Look, I gave $1,000 donation to the Women Voters Society, didn't I? And you're going to the dinner they're having tonight, aren't you?
Yes, Jeff.
I'll go with you.
Huh? Go with me? To the dinner tonight?
Yeah, why not? I gave them dough, didn't I? I gotta eat, don't I? Well, tonight I want to eat there.
Well, Jeff, it's not the kind of affair you'll enjoy. It'll be stuffy and formal.
No, I don't care how stuffy it is, and I have a soup and fish. I'll wear it. It's midnight blue with lapels down to here. And it cost me $300, so don't worry how I look. What time does the shindig start?
All right, Jeff. Starts at 8 o'clock.
I'll meet you at the Squire room in the hotel at 7:45 then. Thanks, Millie. I knew you'd do this thing for me. I'll see you.
Rick Reed had arranged to pick up Commissioner Higgins on his way to the dinner being given by the Women's Voters Society. As Cato steered the car through traffic, Higgins told of the story he had heard in the district attorney's office that afternoon.
Though Danny Rivera undoubtedly has motives of revenge, the district attorney decided to treat the matter casually, on the surface, that is, until he checked on some of the things Rivera told him.
Well, after he does check, then what?
He hopes then to go before the grand jury and get an indictment.
From what you told me, if Rivera's story checks out, Warren might go to jail for life.
Might even go to the chair. But getting that evidence and cooperation of Rivera's story isn't going to be easy. Warren has always played a smart game. Now, if...
Pardon me, Commissioner, we're here. Cato, don't put the car in the garage. Park it near the corner and stay near it. I may leave the center before it's over.
Yes, Mr. Breed.
At 8:40, a time when the dinner at the Harlan Plaza was in full swing, Jeff Warren arose suddenly from his chair at a table near the dais. As Milton Powers looked on horrified, Warren waved a hand of greeting to a man at the speaker's table.
Hi there, Mr. D.A. How you doing, Mr. Fisher? Good to see you here. Say hello to the mayor, huh?
Don't act like you're embarrassed, Millie. The D.A.'s my pal. I like him to know I get around.
At that moment, on a deserted street near the waterfront, a car slowed down and a muffled shot was heard. Then the car door opened, a body slumped onto the pavement. The car door closed. The automobile, picking up speed, drove away. A cruising police car found Danny Rivera's body 10 minutes later, and within minutes, the teletype machines in police headquarters began to click the information. We'll continue our story in just a moment. Say, fellas and girls, do you ever have an arithmetic problem that ties you up in knots? Then when you finally solve it, don't you feel like you deserve to take time out and relax? Well, it's times like that, when you're kind of weary, that you specially appreciate refreshing Orange Crush. Just pop the cap from the ice-cold bottle and enjoy the most refreshing drink in the world. You like the way it sparkles and tingles. You like its fresh, tangy flavor. You know, that flavor can't be matched by other orange drinks. Orange Crush is made from real oranges, the freshest, juiciest tree-ripened oranges in all California. There's nothing artificial about Orange Crush. No artificial flavoring, no artificial coloring. That golden, fresh fruit Orange Crush goodness is nature's, and nature's alone. Orange Crush is really good for you. You can drink all you want of it. Tell that to your mom, and tell her how much you like this swell-tasting drink. The whole family will like Orange Crush. So tell mom to please keep plenty on hand, so you can all enjoy it whenever you want. She can get Orange Crush at her grocer's in 6-bottle handy packs. And mind you, when you or mom go to buy Orange Crush, make sure that's what you get. You can tell you're getting real Orange Crush by the famous crinkly brown bottle, the sunproof bottle that keeps light out and flavor in. Yes, always insist on genuine Orange Crush. O-R-A-N-G-E-C-R-U-S-H. Orange Crush. Now back to the Green Hornet. In the ballroom of the Harlan Plaza Hotel, an attendant handed Police Commissioner Higgins a note. He read it with increasing scowls, then whispered to Reed.
Reed, something rotten has happened within the last half hour. I must get out of here. I think you'd better come with me.
Well, certainly. You'll pardon us, please?
Yes, certainly.
I'm ready, Commissioner.
Outside in the lobby, Higgins, after a telephone call to headquarters, was fuming. He gave Reed all information on Rivera's death and concluded...
Of all the brazen effrontery. If Warren gets away with this murder...
Warren's sitting inside at the dinner, Commissioner.
I know he is. Every important person in this city knows he's in there. How characteristic of him. To have Rivera killed just about the time he made that disgusting play of his. Rising to wave at the district attorney. Oh, he would do that.
You mean he had Rivera killed and used this dinner as an alibi?
I mean just that. The kind of planning that's put him at the top of the racket heaps and kept him out of jail all these years.
The police have no clue to the killing?
None at all. Homicide men are at the spot where Rivera's body was found. Reed, Warren isn't going to get away with this. I'll have him arrested right now.
Warren's probably loaded with alibis on every point and is just waiting to use them.
You're right, but I...
Look inside the ballroom there, Commissioner. District Attorney's leaving the speaker's table.
He must have received a message, too.
Yes. Commissioner, no matter what he thinks or says... Talk him out of arresting Warren now or even questioning him.
Yeah? Oh, Reed, that's...
Please let me finish. I have an idea that may help you and the district attorney. I'll give it to you quickly.
Reed, talking fast, outlined the plan that had formed in his mind in a matter of seconds. Before Higgins could protest, Reed said...
It's a chance worth taking. If it works, you're the winner. I'll go to the girl first and then to Warren's house. I know where he lives. You stay at headquarters until I telephone and... Here comes the district attorney toward us. He'll want to speak with you alone.
I'll see you, Commissioner.
Oh, Reed... Well, I'd better let him try. He's the one who can do it. Well, Mr. Fisher, I received the word about Rivera. I've been in touch with headquarters.
Reed stopped in the lower lobby to telephone Lenore Case from a public booth. He ended their conversation by saying...
Thanks, Miss Case. I knew you'd checked on the girl and learned her address. No, I'll tell you why tomorrow. Let me repeat that now. Lois Spencer, apartment 1B... The Woodland Arms Apartments, right? Thanks again. Ah, here you are, Cato. There's work to do. Do you know where the Woodland Arms Apartments are?
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt. Out in your corner.
Well, never mind. Get there quickly. And while I'm there, take this car back to the garage and get the Black Beauty.
Yes, sir.
Lois Spencer had worried ever since the time earlier in the evening when Danny Rivera had called her to say he was having a meeting of reconciliation with Jeff Warren. She had protested, but Danny had been confident and said he planned to meet Gats Norton and go on to an agreed meeting place. Now nervous, Lois leaped to her feet as she heard her bedroom window open. She opened the door. At the moment, a figure loomed before her.
You're the Green Hornet.
Get back into the living room and keep your voice down. Yes, Lois, I'm the Green Hornet.
You know my name.
And I know that Danny went to the district attorney this afternoon and squealed on Jeff Warren.
Oh, no. You know that? Then you came here looking for Danny to kill him. Warren sent you.
Oh, Lois. Warren didn't.
Well, Danny isn't here. If you must know, he went to meet Warren tonight. Everything's all right between them. Jeff called him and said he was sorry about things and... Well, Danny's going to deny everything he told the district attorney.
Danny is dead, Lois. What? Warren had him killed.
Danny. Danny's dead. No. No, no. I told him not to go with that Gats Norton tonight. I told him.
I didn't want to break the news to you like this, but I had to. I'm against Warren, Lois. I'll get him for what he did to Danny. But you must help me. Stop crying now. Tell me.
Sobbing, frightened, and fearful of the Green Hornet, Lois Spencer told every secret that Danny had confided in her earlier that day.
And after they arrested Jeff, Danny said he'll find out some way where Jeff's safe is located. Then he'd use the combination he had and get everything out of it.
He didn't tell that part to the district attorney, did he? Why don't you know?
I know he didn't tell that part. He wanted that information for himself. That's what gave Jeff his power and his hold on people, he said. And he wanted that for himself.
So he could become kingpin, eh? If I had that combination...
I do.
What?
Yeah, I have it in my pocketbook. Danny gave it to me to mind in case they decided to search him when he went down to the district attorney.
Then let me have it, Lois. If you want me to get revenge for Danny's death, give it to me.
All right. I have no use for it.
You'd better come out the rear window with me too, Lois. Then get into a taxi cab and go to police headquarters. See Commissioner Higgins and tell him your story. It's for your own good. Now give me that safe combination.
The Green Hornet with a safe combination helped Lois Spencer escape from her first floor apartment and watched from the shadows as she rode away in a taxicab. Then, staying in the shadows, he sped to the spot where Cato had arrived as arranged just a few minutes earlier, this time in the Black Beauty.
You're right on time, Cato. It's 11 o'clock. Drive at once to Warren's place. I'll show you the way. We'll be there in 15 minutes or less.
Yes, Mr. Bridges.
It was 11:45 when Jeff Warren entered his home and put on the light in his study. Then he gasped in amazement at the figure standing before him, gun in hand.
Green Hornet.
I've been waiting for you, Jeff. I came here half an hour ago.
What's the idea? Why are you pointing that gun?
I'm here because of what you did to my pal, Danny Rivera, Jeff. The cops may not pin his murder on you, but I'll make you pay.
I didn't kill him. They can't prove I even know about him getting killed.
Did you forget about Lois, Jeff?
But the blonde Danny knew? What about her?
She knows all there is to know, Jeff. Danny told her. She knows he went with Gats Norton tonight.
Oh, that dame, I forgot about her.
I'm meeting her, Jeff, after I take care of you and leave here.
Yeah. Take care of me?
For what you did. I have the safe combination you gave Danny, Jeff, right here.
What?
You see?
Where?
I look at the figures on it. Left 4 to 90. Right 3 to 20. Left 2 to 60. Turn right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Those are the figures, the combination. But you don't know where the safe is.
That's where you're wrong. You didn't give Danny enough credit, Jeff. That's why he didn't tell the DA about the safe. He knew where it is, so do I. I'm meeting Lois at midnight, and we're going to the police and get at that safe. No matter how we use the information, you're cooked.
Look, Hornet, you're bigger than I ever was. I admit that. Let's do business.
Here's
Let's
some
get
gas
get...
for you, Jeff.
The Green Hornet had heard a door open somewhere in the house and had used his gas gun at once. As Warren fell to the floor, the Green Hornet sped across the room and hid behind the heavy tapestry as the door opened and Gats Norton entered.
Hey, boss, did you tune in the radio yet to hear... Hey, boss, where are you? Holy mackerel, he's dead. Hey, boss. No, he's just out. Boss, what happened? Wake up. Wake up, boss. Boss, it's me, Gats. What happened? I've been trying for 10 minutes.
Gats, did you get him? Did he get away?
Who?
The Green Hornet. When I came in, he was here.
Warren, panicky, told his story.
Maybe he doesn't know where the safe is. I can't take a chance that he doesn't. Gats, where's your gun?
In the car. I was going
to
ditch it
after... Get out to the car again and get going. Use the gun a few times more before he threw it away.
Go to 75 Terrace Place.
What's that?
It's the house where I keep that safe I told you about. If the Green Hornet goes there, get him. He should be there by now, but he'll not take off right away. Kill him and the girl.
Don't bother. What? I'll catch you instead.
Hey, what? You, you're still here. You. I can't.
Out you go again, Jeff. And this time I'll give you an extra dose to keep you out until the police come. Now, get this call through. Commissioner Higgins' office, please. Commissioner, send men to 75 Terrace Place and have them search till they find a safe there, probably behind some panel. It'll send Jeff Warren to jail for life. I'll give you the combination in a second. But send the police to Warren's house, too. The gun that killed Danny Rivera is in the garage in a car there. Warren and Gats Norton, Rivera's killer, are in the house.
Axford, Lowry, and Miss Case were in Reed's office the next morning. Axford, who had been on the story with Lowry the night before, was talking.
And they found Warren and Gats Norton on the floor cast, and with the seal of the Green Hornet near them.
Well, what about the gun you said police found in Norton's car?
Sure enough, the gun was the one that killed Rivera. Norton confessed and said he'd used the stolen car after he left Warren at the hotel and used the car for killing Rivera.
And that stuff they found in the safe will send Warren to the chair of that killing last night, doesn't it? The police found information that'll round up every crook and crooked official who ever were connected with Warren.
And the Spencer girl is being held under protective custody until the trial.
We were in on the first act of that story the night before last. And Axford and I sneaked in on the finale last night, too.
Well, there's still the trial yet to come, Lowry.
And there's more than that. You said they got every crook. Well, they didn't. Reed, I think you better write a box for the first page. Tell the cops and the public you believe that this case isn't over until the Green Hornet is arrested. Make them know that you want him in jail more than anyone else in the world.
Sentinel X-Tree paper! Warren Racket Empire crashes! Norton and Boss indicted! Read all about it! Green Hornet escapes from Warren House. Set the Lextree paper.
That's the Green Hornet story for today. Another exciting story brought to you by the most refreshing drink in the world. The drink that's actually good for you because it's made with real oranges. The one and only Orange Crush. It sparkles, it tingles, it makes you feel fresh again. Always keep several bottles in your refrigerator. And always remember, the handy way to do that is to get the handy pack. 6 bottles of Orange Crush in a handy carrying case. This program is a feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated. Created by George W. Trendle. Produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. Directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Green Hornet is played by Jack McCarthy. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. The Green Hornet is brought to you every Wednesday and Friday at the same time by the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush. That's the drink you like best of all. Try it. Next time, ask for Orange Crush. But remember, don't say orange, say Orange Crush. O-R-A-N-G-E-C-R-U-S-H. Orange Crush. Next Friday, listen to the Green Hornet again in the exciting story of danger entitled Unknown Assassin. And now, till Friday, this is Fred Foy saying so long from Orange Crush. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.